Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
It is Wednesday. It is mid-September. No one would argue with that. The 15th is about as mid as it gets. I thought we could set a poll, speed record. Is the 15th as mid as it gets?
Is there a 31st in September? I forget.
No.
Okay, then. Yeah, all right.
If there were, you're going to tell me the 16th is most mid.
Yeah, probably. I was going to suggest that anyway. You know.
It's going to be hot for a few days.
Yeah.
I don't know about 100.
Should I be worried?
No, I don't think so.
Not great for all the pumpkin spice trees out there.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're getting ready to go outside and pick your pumpkin spice, but it's going to be pretty hot. They might melt.
Not good for the mums.
Not good for the mums. All right. I feel like we should reverse power rank the AFC.
Reverse power rank the AFC.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Did we just invent something?
I like this.
Are there ever power rankings that go from the bottom up?
God. You know, I'm sorry. The sound you just heard me just exclaiming or sounding angry or frustrated is because I had something open in my browser on my iPad that I forgot about that I've been meaning to read all day long, and I just opened up the browser, and like, there it is. Like, oh, yeah, I was going to read that. Yeah, okay. Sorry. On to other things. What do you want to do here? Rank? Power rank the AFC backwards.
Yes.
The sour rankings.
Okay. Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're sour on them.
Well, we'll get to good teams. I want to go 16 to 1.
Oh, I thought you meant 1 to 16 for how bad they are.
No.
Oh, okay. I guess that is the same thing, though.
AFC power rankings from the bottom to the top is what I want to do. All right? And we're a team.
Mm-hmm.
We have to, if it's 2 out of 3, we have to come up with a choice as a team.
We got to find a way to agree. Okay.
Yeah, somehow we have to decide on a selection. All right? All right, 16.
Jacksonville.
Don't you have to?
I think you have to. I think when you get smoked by the worst team, then you are the worst team. Jacksonville, 15.
Yeah, those are the rules. 15.
It's in the Bible.
I'm going to go with Houston.
Right on, Houston. Yep.
1-0, Houston. Plus
Jets.
16-point differential.
Jets. Can you guys listen to the Jets for 15?
I can listen to the Jets.
Not on the day I saw some very positive film analysis of Zach Wilson's first game.
They were the second worst team in the league last year to Jacksonville, and they lost. And they got that game close, but it was really not a close game at Carolina. And what's Carolina?
I think Joe's making the right point about Wilson. I'm impressed with him so far. I know there wasn't great results on Sunday, but I feel like they should edge out. They should be ranked higher than Houston.
What does Houston have to do?
Houston had a prolific day with Tyrod and have the best point differential in the conference.
Someone other than Jackson.
Not easily, but
what they got
to
do.
Well, they haven't had a chance to. You guys are tough. I mean, second worst. The best team. I think they were my number one.
You can't earn my respect handing the ball to Mark Ingram 26 times. That's not how you're going to
do it. Oh, really?
No.
All right. Houston's the pick then.
Joe's been saying that for years.
Yes. He probably has. Somebody has. Somebody was saying that 7 years ago when he's playing for the Saints. All right. How about 14 then? Jets? Or are you guys so excited about Zach Wilson that you put him above Baltimore?
I mean.
Baltimore.
We'll see, folks.
I guess the Jets should be next.
Yeah, I would put them next.
The entire AFC West is 1-0, and I mean, so are Houston, and we're ranking them 15th here.
You guys are, yeah.
Yeah, we are. You disagree. But no, Jets 14. Yeah.
Tied for the worst record.
Would you put Houston here if we hadn't overruled you on having them 15th?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Jets?
Jets.
Yeah. All Jets. Right. I'm good with Jets.
13. No. Who's 13th in the AFC?
Denver?
I'm sticking to my guns with the Raiders.
The Raiders? Okay. The Raiders. I was thinking of saying them. I really was.
I'm going to go with a team that lost big. Tennessee.
Indianapolis?
Tennessee.
Wow.
Now, that is a week one overreaction.
Is it? Yep. Unless they're bad again, and then I'll
then
have
it's
been
not.
Prescient.
Right.
I was already down on them. They got blown out at home by Arizona, and the game was over, like, just after halftime, this game was over. They still couldn't do anything. Like, the whole second half was garbage time. They still couldn't do anything. All right. Well, they had a, you know, good team last year. You guys have different answers yourselves.
What was Bulldog's answer?
I said Denver, and you said the Raiders. And I said I was going to say the Raiders, but I went to Denver instead.
So now Mike should pick from our two teams.
Why don't you
I don't
pick
think
from
either
our two
one
teams.
Of us are picking the Titans, are we?
Really?
I'm not going to pick the Titans.
I don't like the Titans either, but I'm not
I don't
calling
like
them the third worst team.
I still might tell you fourth. That I would expect them to win that division.
Yeah, that division looks terrible today.
You guys and your hate on the Texans. That's a playoff quarterback, Houston.
Jesus.
Let's see. Who's better?
It's a Pro Bowl quarterback.
The
too.
Raiders are definitely worse than Denver. For me,
yeah, I think that's probably right. You can strong arm me into the Raiders. I mean, I know they went bananas in the second half of that game, but like watching them early, I just thought like this might be the worst team in football. And you know, then they beat Baltimore, so you know, pump the brakes on that, I guess. But I'll listen to them down here.
They might have like two good players.
Waller
is amazing. And that Crosby had a great game for them.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They have a couple of guys who are okay. All right. Is that the choice? Vegas?
Yeah.
All right. Reverse power rankings. Jacksonville is 16th. Houston, then the Jets, then the Raiders, even though they won. Two of these teams won. All right. Who's next? We had Tennessee has already been mentioned. Denver has already been mentioned.
So I'm imagining those would be year two nominees.
Anyone want to throw a shot for the Bengals?
Here? That's who I was going with next, is the Bengals. I know they won against Minnesota, but I wasn't that high in Minnesota to begin with. And
blew out Tennessee last year.
Okay. They also beat
the Bengals or Minnesota?
Pittsburgh. They won in Pittsburgh down the stretch? Or was that in
at home on a Monday night, yeah. Is that
Brandon Allen.
Does that mean anything?
No.
Cincinnati, Denver, or Tennessee are the nominees.
Yeah. I'd go Denver being worse than Tennessee.
But worse than Cincinnati?
No, I would pick Cincinnati to be the worst of the three. But
me too.
They were my nominee.
Let's put Cincinnati in there.
Wow, you guys.
All right.
The five worst teams in the AFC, three of them are undefeated.
That was week one. The good teams lost. Or the playoff teams lost, at least. They might not be good.
11th.
One measly week of an NFL season is not going to shake the foundation of this very deeply researched exercise we are undertaking right here.
So,
I guess not.
I kind of did research it because I kind of did this on Tuesday.
Oh, you did?
I did tier-based AFC hierarchy rankings, basically. Hmm.
We'll see how they compare.
So they weren't
ranked. So Joe's thought about this.
Yeah, I've thought about it a bit.
I think I want Denver after Cincinnati here.
And you're still on Tennessee?
Yes.
Because I'd be putting Indianapolis forward.
Tennessee at, what did I say, 14 or
13? Why are the Colts better than the Titans? I think they're almost the same team, but I like Tannehill more than Wentz, I guess.
But that's debatable, and Titans' worst defense that maybe is worse than last year.
That's true. The Colts get credit for their defense and their offensive line. So
they
maybe
had
better.
No idea how to play football on Sunday.
The Colts?
The Titans.
Or the Titans. Yeah. 10% play action with Tannehill?
Right.
So after like 35% last year?
They changed offensive coordinators. Their offensive coordinator left to coach the Falcons. And by the way, didn't that go well in week one? They were the highest play action rate in the league last year. Week one this year, they were last. Maybe they ought to. The Bills, actually, this is a story here.
Yeah, the Bills went backwards on that stat, too.
And that's interesting, right? I thought about bringing this up with Sal. We should talk about it. Like, is that just the pressure? The thing about play action, why the analytics people love play action, and I think it has something to do with how it's proliferated in the league, is that the research shows you it doesn't really matter if you run the ball first. Like,
right.
You don't have to be good at it.
Right.
So, still though, like if you're not getting the ball off, then you know the time you might think you're spending faking a handoff. I don't know. Does it really break?
Right? If you're stuck, if you feel like your line is compromised and you're giving up pressure too quickly, maybe you don't want to waste 0.3 seconds on a fake handoff. If it takes that much, I'm guessing at that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the ball's coming out of there in less than 3 seconds. So like, how much time does it take to do that play fake?
Right.
Maybe around a half a second max, I would say. So maybe that's just time you don't want to waste.
It's your quarterback being able to look down the field too,
right.
You know, maybe more than it is the exercise of the fake. Think about it in the shotgun, right? It's just there's a little bit of the quarterback's eyes are down, you know, for that split second, as opposed to you know reading the play. Well, we'll get
I've
back to that.
Lost here. Where are we?
11. You guys think Denver is the worst remaining
team?
No,
I think I almost want to go with Tennessee because you've put them forward so many times in a row here.
Well, yeah.
Your conviction on the Titans is strong.
You like
well,
Indy
I was feel,
more.
Well, you were saying Indy, Joe. Mike is saying Tennessee. I said Denver. I sort of feel like I have to break the tie between Tennessee and Indy.
Okay. Denver did a pretty nice job. I mean, it's the Giants,
yeah.
But they did do it.
Yeah.
It's a new quarterback. They have lots of good players. Maybe.
They did lose one of their good players for a few weeks.
Yes.
Judy. But
boy, that guy was primed.
Sutton
to just
did not
kill
look
it.
Normal either.
But he
I
was
saw.
Up against a great corner.
That's true.
Joe, I don't want to cave on Tennessee. I don't like them either. But I can't believe that they belong below some of these teams that were like Denver or Indianapolis
or New England.
I'm saying or New England.
New England,
yeah,
or Miami.
So if I got to break the tie, even though Mike has been talking about Tennessee now for hours, I mean, geez, you just can't shut this guy up about how bad the Titans are.
Yes. You should have heard the woman at Wegmans complaining
right.
This morning.
Person behind you is like, I'm just trying to get a sub. Will you stop already with the Titans?
I really, here are your bananas. I really didn't know Chester Rogers led them in catches on Sunday.
I think I want to put Indy there before Tennessee.
All right. 10. Let's see.
I would be between Tennessee and Denver.
We're still on them. We haven't
it's those two
moved
teams.
Past these.
I
teams
am
yet?
Not impressed at all by Denver beating the Giants. The Giants lose week one for a living.
That's right.
So like I mean, come on.
That's right.
How impressed would we be if the Bills went to the Giants and won that game?
Not as bad.
I mean, I know
as,
the Bills are in a different category than Denver as far as expectations go, but come on.
All right.
They're only second point. To Cleveland, by the way, who hasn't won an opener since 2004.
Good point. All right. Fine, Denver. We can always revisit. If you think I'm not doing this at 3:30.
Yep.
All right, 9.
Miami.
Below New England, below Denver. Or below Tennessee, yep. Above Denver.
Yep.
Above means below here.
I think Miami is better than Tennessee. Mm. I don't like the Titans either. I don't
it sounds
like
them
as much as
Mike. We can get Tennessee
Mike.
In here, Mike. If you really go to work on Tennessee, campaign for Tennessee one more time. You've got Joe in your pocket now.
Yeah.
You can overrule my Miami right here. This is it.
I'm okay here. The only thing I'm thinking is New England worse than Miami? They did lose to them.
But
I don't want to live by a hard and fast rule that just because you lost head-to-head
right.
means you're the...
Yeah, otherwise there's no point in doing this exercise, really.
Right.
We could just look at the standings to tell you what the order of the teams is.
I think New England probably had the better game.
They should have won that game.
They gave it away.
Right, he gave it away. And then Damian Harris just fumbled.
Mac Jones had a fumble. Stevenson had a fumble.
Yeah.
All right, Titans?
Sure.
Yes, Titans.
8, Miami?
Yes. Well, yes.
Yeah, Miami.
7. 7's a playoff team, by the way.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Is it about Roethlisberger for you? Because that's my...
Yeah, I don't think their offense is going to be anything... And, you know, they had a great day on defense and got a block punt and beat a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. But I don't want, you know, I think this is right where they belong. I think this is where they should end up in January, like battling for a wild card spot.
They had one drive all day.
Listen, putting Pittsburgh above the Bills on this list or like behind the Bills is ballsy.
Way behind the Bills, too.
But it's ballsy. I mean, come on. What do they got to do? We've talked for 3 days about how, hey, they were close last year, these teams, right? Like, are we kind of saying by that these teams are pretty much even? One team wins by a block punt, one team wins by a pick six.
But to me, though, it was on a day where the Bills' offense just looked nothing like it did last season. And I thought the Steelers' offense looked exactly like it did last season.
The Bills' offense looked a lot like it looked in the game last year against the Steelers. But okay, all right.
So I think the Bills' offense will improve. I don't think the Steelers really will. I don't think they have it in them. I don't think they're any good on offense.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that quarterback's going to make it. I don't even know if he makes it through the season.
You guys are putting the Steelers 7th in the AFC right now.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you guys agree? That's it. 6.
New England.
Yeah, I would go.
Wait, have we slotted Denver in yet?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Maybe the Chargers?
I would be New England.
The teams
first.
Left are the Bills, the Patriots, the Ravens, the Chargers, the Chiefs, and the Browns. Here, let's see if we can get to the end. Do the Chiefs have to be one?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we have to fill 2 through 6. Bills, Browns, Ravens, Chargers, Patriots.
I'm all right putting the Browns, too.
Is that the easiest one to figure out right here? Is that easier? That's fine
with
me if we do it that way.
You said let's get to it, and so you went, you know, you just listed the teams, and Kansas City has to be one. Can we now meet at 6 going down? We don't have to.
I think,
but
I don't know if it's the no-brainer you might think it is, but I'm okay with it. I would also pick Cleveland, too.
I'm not telling you to know. These are all close. I mean,
right.
These power rankings.
I just
right?
didn't know how confident you were in that. But.
Yeah, no, I was. Well, I was trying to say something interesting, I don't want to prop the Bills up and say they deserve to be 2 in power rankings after that performance. And the Browns were impressive to me. Like they're a botched punt away from, you know, maybe winning that game. I don't know. They were good to me.
33-29. Yep.
They did a really nice job there. I was impressed.
Let's just do it. Cleveland's 2. The teams left are the Bills, the Ravens, the Patriots, and the Chargers. Who's the best or who's the worst? Come on, New England is 6.
New England is 6. I thought New England at 6 was easier than
Okay.
I think Cleveland and Buffalo are very close.
Yep.
So to me, I think the Bills are definitely 3rd if we're putting Cleveland 2nd.
Okay.
Right, and then Ravens 4, Chargers 5.
I think I would flip those.
I'm all right with that. I think the Ravens might be in real trouble.
They look bad. They couldn't stop them. How about that? They couldn't stop the Raiders.
The last drive of the fourth quarter, like the 2 throws by Carr to get them in field goal range looked way too easy.
And overtime. Yep. All right, we're done. Print it.
All right. What did we do?
Print it.
This finished out basically exactly how my tears went.
Well, you know, you are on the committee.
I know. I influenced some of the back end or the front end.
Pittsburgh at 7 is gross. It's way too low after Sunday.
They might have the worst quarterback in the conference.
They might. I don't know. Do they have the worst quarterback in the AFC? Maybe. Do they? Maybe they do. I mean, if you're drafting them right now, maybe they do because he's 39 or something. All right. That was fun.
I agree. I enjoyed that exercise.
I enjoyed it.
The AFC reverse power rankings that eventually turned into the AFC power rankings.
We'll do the NFC next.
We'll do the NFC sometime.
We don't need to do that.
Who's last?
The Giants. That's end of list.
The Giants. Oh, Jason Garrett. Amazing. We say this about announcers, like, how do you actually get to stay in that job? How does Jason Garrett do it?
His commanding presence, insisting everyone call him coach.
Right, and he has the nerve to do stuff like that. Is that
right?
Not
and
enough?
How does Joe Judge run this, like, tough guy, we're doing laps for mistakes and all this garbage he is standing for, and then burn a timeout challenging a play that is an automatic booth review, a scoring play? How in the world does every guy on that team not go, man, our coach is a super chump? I can't imagine playing for that guy right now. You're going to handle me like I'm a 15-year-old high school kid, and you don't know the rules of the sport? I mean, get the hell out of here.
Not great, Bob.
I love them. There's so many interesting characters everywhere. The GM, the quarterback, the coordinator. There's so many people to pick on with the Giants.
It does get a little boring, but you're right. They are still not above 500. It's been years. They lost to Denver. Now they have tomorrow night. They play in Washington tomorrow night. 803-0550. You want to talk NFL with us? We have Doug Farrar today and Sal Capaccio coming up for you as well. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here with Sneaky Joe. Is there something about this list that's completely insane to you? I agree, by the way, if there is. There are a couple things about this list that I am just settling for here. It's rules are rules. We're a team. We agreed as a group. So that's how it goes. Back after this break here on WGR.
Talk has the power to save lives. Join WGR 550 on Thursday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for I'm Listening, a live 2-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports and insight from some of the most respected mental health professionals as we strive to destigmatize talking about mental health. You can hear personal stories from the Imagine Dragons, Kevin Love, Wolfgang Van Halen, and many more. You are not alone. Join us Thursday, September 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. for I'm Listening. Right here, you can listen on WGR 550 as well as on the Odyssey app. For more information, visit imlistening.org.
We'll see. I mean, we're going through it. I mean, that's true of every week, though. Hey, we want to compete during the week, see where we're at, see where some of the guys are with their injuries. And these guys know that we compete every week, and guys have to earn playing time. And that's true for all of us.
Okay. Sean McDermott was asked about his offensive line today and said, we'll see. Very common sort of, you know, I don't know yet kind of answer. And then went on to say, if this is interesting, I don't know. Sometimes it's really a grind here to make him interesting. That's his purpose. He said, we always would say that, though. It's always we'll see. It's always competing. It's always this, right? You got to earn it, that kind of thing. How much trouble are they in, though, right? Like, so week one went very badly for the offensive line. Maybe Dawkins most of all.
Yeah.
And he was a story in the offseason. It was pretty scary hearing him talk about his COVID fight and just how far he was thrown off. Remember that?
Yeah,
like he was late getting there.
Has it been less than a month since Sean McDermott said he's a long ways from being able to help us or words to that effect? So, I don't know. Maybe that plays a part in it because, I mean, he had maybe the worst. I haven't looked at the grades from Pro Football Focus or anything, but it wouldn't surprise me if he had the worst day grade wise of any of the linemen. He had some really tough looks that I saw.
Joe, do you have that? We started to.
He was second from the bottom for the Bills. I think Feliciano was last, but they were both in the 30s. They were both really low.
Okay, so Pittsburgh, really, this was a huge factor in the game. That they were able to do what they did up front and without having to blitz a lot, which afforded them the luxury of more defensive backs, more coverage, and more confusion for Allen, and just, in the end, better defense. So what are the rest of these games going to look like? Every year is different. This is probably not useful or even fair, but like, what does it mean for a tackle? Deion Dawkins is good. What does it mean for him to have this start to his year, going back a month or longer? Remember Cordy Glenn and how the Bills were going to run? It's a different coach, and it's a long time ago. That's why I say it might not be applicable, but I thought of it. Like, Cordy Glenn was hurt. They were going to run this super fast, lots of plays, you know, big tempo offense with Nate Hackett, and the story goes that they abandoned it in August that year because Cordy Glenn went down and they just could not get the timing. They did not feel that they had the opportunity to get the timing, you know, drilled in to the extent where they could show up in the regular season and be that team. Mm-hmm. So again, very different players, different everything, but it's just to say that it might be relevant and continue to be relevant how it's gone for Dawkins so far, because Bulldog, as good as Pittsburgh is, we're not used to him being a liability.
No, I mean you're gonna. I mean, he plays left tackle. I mean, there's a reason he's one of the highest paid players on the team. That's an important spot. You're gonna be playing against, you know, talent every week. I mean, whether it's, you know, Melvin Ingram or T.J. Watt level talent, you know, sure, probably not every week, but it's an important spot, and him struggling. I don't know. I don't think one game in you make a change and put rookie Spencer Brown there to start. But I think if you get off to a – like if you're really – like somebody on that staff should be really watching him when this game starts. And if the same thing is happening, I think you might need to get him out of there. I mean, I know that's soon. And he is an important player, but if he is not right and is compromised physically, you know, what are you doing? You know, I know you might feel like 80% of him is better than 100% of a rookie, but, man, it was a real tough look for him on Sunday. And if it continues, I'd want to have a backup ready to go.
Well, that'll be a big story on Sunday. Maybe the biggest, because I think we're all pretty comfortable with the idea of Josh Allen, especially against this opponent, doing his thing, as long as he's not, you know, messed with like this, to put it one way. So,
yeah. I mean, it's really alarming that Pittsburgh was able to generate what they generated pass rush-wise without sending extra numbers. And I think that those looks are a big part of the reason that Josh Allen wasn't sharp. I mean, I think he's getting harassed and there's seven guys in coverage. It's just, it's a lot of bodies to account for. And, you know, I don't want to reference Sam Darnold necessarily, but you might just start worrying that you're seeing ghosts out there, you know? So Miami is a team that, from what I've read, blitzed like crazy, plays a lot of man, and against New England, they blitzed heavily. And to me, like, I've seen some, oh, well, look out, because they really get after it on defense. I'd welcome that. Like, I think if Pittsburgh had attacked like they usually do, maybe things would have been better because guys would have been in one-on-one matchups. So, like, if Miami wants to play that way, you know, I mean, I don't know that you get to the passer faster than Pittsburgh was with four if you're sending bodies. And, of course, why do you send bodies if you don't have to? But if Miami wants to play man and attack like that, I think Allen will clean up.
By the way, I'm thinking about the issue with the defensive players or all players being able to change numbers. And I don't know if this was a thing in the Steeler game, but Brady talked about it, you know, in the summer and then going into the game against Dallas, how you're used to certain numbers, you know, of course, being that you have players have certain responsibilities, play certain positions, and if that's all thrown off, well, like, what am I supposed to do? It's just that much harder for the quarterback. I thought his position on that was pretty smart. I don't know that you have to feel sorry for Tom Brady, but I thought he made sense. I wonder if that'll be a thing like through the year where you're hearing about here and there, Bulldog, like this player, number eight, blitzed or something. I don't know, just whatever form it takes. I made him wait to talk, and then he finally was able to, and he dropped off. Great. Mike, when are you going to let him finish? That time I didn't even let him start.
Oh, wearing different numbers. What?
You were off the air that whole time.
Oh. Wow.
Want to do it again? Can you do it again? You think you can do it again?
Yeah, I think I can. Allen was asked about this today. I don't know how in-depth he went. I saw a tweet where he admitted that he's not a fan of the single-digit, like the number changes. So he's in line with basically what Brady said. Again, I don't know how much he allowed.
Okay, we'll get him reconnected. Hopefully. Now I feel like I'm all smart with that access unit, Joe. That's what it's the equipment I took to Las Vegas is the equipment he's been using from home since last March. And so we met on Sunday and I gave it back to him. There was one time last week where I had to hang up. Is that even the term? Hang up?
Disconnect, hang up.
Disconnect.
You don't really hang anything up anymore.
You know, you said one thing to me last week that still stings.
Ooh, what was that?
You referred to my Bellagio brunch as unfit for SoFi Stadium.
No, I think it was fit for SoFi Stadium.
You thought it was good enough to be served at SoFi Stadium?
Right, yeah, because their food looks so good from the pictures that we've seen.
Mine was so
just get some
off-putting.
Some grain, some meat, something.
SoFi Stadium. I want to change a team name to SoFi Stadium Brunch.
SoFi Brunch.
Speaking of food, I don't know if this is to me absurd. Even though it's something that's already in an absurd category, I hate to even react to it. I read today that today is National Double Cheeseburger Day.
Okay, nice.
And National Cheeseburger Day is later this week.
So what do we want to pick apart here? That it's on the same week or that there
do you
even
need
needs
a
to be...
National Double Cheeseburger Day? Like, is there also a National Double Cheeseburger with Pickles Day?
Well, do you need a National Cheeseburger Day in the first place?
No, you're right. No, you don't need any of this. No one needs any of this. No one needs food days ever.
What about triple
cheeseburger? Any reason. Right. How can you have a National Double Cheeseburger Day? It's barely changing it.
I feel like I enjoy these days. Like it's for social media though. I'm not going out and celebrating.
Have you seen one thing on social media today about double cheeseburgers? No.
No, this is the first time I've heard
of it. Have you been on social media all day? Yes.
Yeah. For the most part.
You've not seen a thing about it.
No.
All right, let's take a break and see if we can get Bulldog back. Show needs him. No offense to Joe. Joe's great. Could that have been taken as a shot at Joe? I hope not. I'm always worried now. 803-0550, Doug Farrar at 4 o'clock. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Football is back, and so is the Rocket Mortgage Pick'em Contest, 2021 Pro Football Pick'em to be exact. Sign up today by texting PICKS to 20357. Then your job is to just pick the winner of each week's games. There are no point spreads to consider. You're not betting against the spread. You are not betting. You're just picking the games. No lineups to enter or anything like that. It's totally free. Pick the most games right throughout the season. You could win $10,000. I'm in this. There's like a media category. Last year I won it. That was cool. Last week I got 8 right. Weren't there 16 games? So,
all 32 teams played. There were no buys. Yes.
Yes.
Right.
So, anybody in the world's chances of doing, you know, doing, taking a crack at this, I would have, I did as well as, you know, the person who knows nothing about, like, who are the teams, right?
Right.
So there is some randomness in it, and that's good. Text PICKS to 20357. $1,000 up for grabs each week. The overall winner for the week got 14 right. $10,000 at the end of the season. The Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. 10 was first place in media. There were some nines. Evan Roberts of The Fan in New York is the leader through 1 week. But
wasn't he up there last year, too? Was he challenging for the championship last year or no?
Don't remember. I don't remember him being up there. Maybe. There aren't that many.
Maybe I
of
just
us.
Know the name. I know his name, you know, from his work, so maybe that's
you're in the you're, he's in the business. Your colleagues.
Right. Right. Everyone is, but he's a name that I know from New York, I guess. That's all.
Yeah. Andrew Filippone, I see him here. 9. Good job, Andrew. 9 correct. Mm-hmm. There I am, 8. Oof. I don't know. We'll improve out there.
It's early.
Today is Pete Carroll's birthday. He is 70. Pete Carroll, the oldest coach in the league, turns 70 today. His first game as a head coach was in Buffalo, 1994.
With New England or the Jets?
With the Jets.
Coached both of those teams?
Yes.
Okay.
He did. Okay. He took over the Jets in 94, and remember that game? It was awful. The 94 opener. Here are the Bills. Like, it's just sort of a given that they're going to win, and they're going to beat teams like the Jets. Four Super Bowls. Opening day, they played the late game in week one, and the Jets beat them with Esiason 23-3. Just like the Bills, they had no offense in this game. And like, one of these days, right? Like one of these days, they're not going to the Super Bowl again. One of these years, it's going to be different.
And it turned out that was the year. They didn't even qualify for the playoffs.
Right. I mean, that was a year where they teased everybody a lot. Like the next week they went to New England and Kelly was great and they won and just it was up. They beat Montana and the Chiefs big that year, but then they would lose games like to the Lions and you know, it was just sort of a mediocre season. So Pete Carroll, 70, which, you know, he's twice as old as the league's youngest coach, Sean McVay, who is still, like, by a distance, the youngest head coach in the league. He's 35. How does that seem?
How old?
35.
35, that still seems stunningly young for a head coach that's now been in the league for, what is this, his fifth year there?
Yeah, I think.
So he was 30 when he got that job? Wow.
Right.
My wife does not watch a lot of football. We were watching the game on Sunday, and she remarked about Tomlin, like, wow, that guy, that's a young-looking man. I'm like, he's been their coach since 2007. And she was like, wow, is that right? Is that the year? I think that's the year. I was looking at
McVay?
His bio last week, getting ready for the game. No. Tomlin. My wife was remarking
I'm sorry.
How young Tomlin
I'm sorry.
Looks.
Yes.
And he was the youngest coach in the league, I think, when he was hired. But she thought here he is like all these years into his career and she was still remarking about how young he looked on the sidelines.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you know, he's been around. He's not that young anymore.
I think he and I are the same age. I think Tomlin is 49 or 50, which, you know, there's a difference. I think he's in his 40s.
You got to hang on to that, right?
Yeah, he's right around there.
49 or 50, that's a big difference.
Huge.
Right. 50, you start getting the AARP mail.
Oh, so is that actually that, right? Is that actually right?
Yes. Yes.
Good thing
that
I don't open
to
mail.
Me,
Good thing I don't open mail.
And it might take you a little while to catch on to the packaging. Like, it's not clearly marked, hey, old guy. And you'll all be,
really?
Oh, geez, are you kidding me? This is it? I'm getting this now? And then, like, after, like, three or four of those, because, you know, it's been 6 years for me, after three or four rounds of that, like, a couple times a year, you'd be like, you start to recognize the, like, all right, I'm not even opening.
What is it, though?
I know what that is.
Do I join or something? Like, what is it?
You can join. They'll send you a card, and you can get, like, discounts on hotels and stuff with your I'm an AARP member, I think. There's discounts, rental car, like there's just stuff, you know, like small percentage off on stuff, services and stuff.
Right.
I think is primarily.
Did
what
you
they
do
offer.
It?
No.
Why not?
No.
Ego.
Ego. I don't have room in my wallet for another card. I'm not going to be
Come
the guy
on.
Checking into the Holiday Inn Express going, hey, give me my 3% discount. I'm just not.
Come on, that adds up.
Yeah. I suppose. I mean, I've still got some hockey traveling to do, so, I mean, it could. I've spent my fair share of time in hotels the last 6 months, I got to admit. But
I don't have room. No. Do you hear that, Joe? I don't have room in my wallet for another card. Come on, right?
You need another wallet.
You need Wouldn't you get a bigger wallet at that point?
No, I don't.
Is that a sign too?
It's probably good for your hips.
Huge wallet.
Yeah, like Costanza size.
Just everything's in there.
No.
The vaccine card, that's a big card. started carrying that around.
I don't think card is not in there.
I've
got the Excelsior pass, so I'm not worrying about the vaccine card. I've got three bank cards, a license, and maybe a health insurance card. That's it. That's all I got room for.
No room for AARP. Just no time.
Nope.
No time, no room. I don't need the discounts.
The thing about the AARP card is it'll probably be, like, comically larger than the other cards because it's for older people, so that we can read it. It probably won't even fit in a wallet. It's probably like a laminated play call sheet that an NFL coach uses, and I'm not carrying that around. What am I going to do, make a lanyard out of it? Like, get out of here.
I'm hearing some assumptions being made.
It's probably
huge with big print.
Yes.
So I don't want it. And I don't have room for it anyway, so that's fine. Doug Farrar coming up next. We'll talk about week one and, you know, is the shine off the Bills a little bit or what? We've had guests who, like yesterday, Sam Monson's like, I don't think so. You know, you're hearing a lot of that. I'm not sure how much I'm hearing of the other, but seems like it's a good question this week. We'll talk some more football after sports here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.